Any lizards that live?
Yeah, there are some lizards.
Okay.
They're not too plentiful, though.
Okay. Okay.
Occasionally you see one.
Okay. Before we were talking, about different meat that you could get off of a cow or a hog. And I know sometimes back home they'll cut off, when a calf is little, they'll cut off the, when you castrate it, they'll take those castrated parts and cook them up and make something. Do they do that here?
Yeah, they do, but we haven't here.
Mm-hmm. What do they call that?
Well, mountain oyster is what they call that.
Okay. And one other pronunciation item, that it's a type of seafood. It's something that you, it'll be a little seafood like this that you peel off and eat. Some people call it, shrimp is what it's called. If I could get you to pronounce that for me.
Shrimp?
Yeah. Yeah. I want you to tell me some about the weather in this area. I'll kind of help. What kind of summer storms do you have in the summertime?
Thunderstorms?
Yeah.
Well, some of them can be severe. Hmm. Usually not, but...
Do you get a lot of bad wind with them?
Right here, not too much. Sometimes. That varies, too. It's not always the same.
Okay. Can you ever remember them having tornadoes or in this area?
Not right here, but they have them in Lakeland, Denver. They sighted one here the other day, a week ago.
Let me ask you, did y'all have some bad weather last week when that hailstorm hit Denver?
No, we just had a rain here.
Didn't get any hail at all?
No, not right here.
Okay. Do you ever, can you remember getting hail in the past?
Oh, yeah. It happens here as well as it does there. It just picks a certain area.
Yeah. We got all our windows knocked out.
Is that right?
Sure.
Where you are now?
Sure did.
Is that right? You were right in it then.
We were right in it. And we were real lucky. Our car was under a shed. Or it would have had all the wind. I'm sure it would have had the windshield busted out.
Is that right?
But damaged the roof too. We've been up there working on it all weekend. So y'all.
No,
were
it took a strip through there.
It sure did.
And they were good sized hailstones too.
Yeah. Have you seen one that bad up here before? I mean, I'm wondering.
I've seen it here, yes, but it's probably been 15 years now. Huh. I've seen it where it stripped the grass and. Garden, just everything clean.
That's terrible. I guess when you have something like that, you even have to worry about your animals too, because it.
Well, if it's bad enough, so they don't get under a tree or something, they can be hurt too or skinned up.
Yeah, because I know
we've never had that. I mean, there's always enough trees for them to get under.
Yes, sir.
But I've seen it where that did take place. It happened.
Yes, sir. The people in this area make a distinction between a tornado and a cyclone. Are those two different things? Or
no, that's two different things.
Okay. Which would, is a cyclone just a strong wind?
That's a strong wind, the way I see.
Okay, instead of like a funnel cloud, yeah. Like a tornado. A
tornado is a funnel cloud.
Okay, excellent.
A twister.
Okay. And early in the morning sometimes you'll have this. It's when you walk out you can't see because it's...
That's fog.
Okay. And the puffy things up in the sky are called...
More clouds?
Yes. Now, what kind of winter storms do they have in this area?
Well, just how do you mean that?
I'm just wondering what different kinds of storms do they have, like snowstorms or blizzards or...
Well, you can have a blizzard, sure. I mean, you'll have a lot of wind along with it.
Okay. So a blizzard would be a snowstorm with a lot of wind that blows it. Okay.
Yeah.
How cold does it get here in the wintertime? What's the coldest you can
Well, that varies too. Now, I've seen it 40 below right here.
40 below?
Yeah.
Below?
Below zero.
Okay. Okay. But is that unusual?
That's unusual to have it that cold. Hmm. 10 below, why, that's pretty much normal. But when it gets down to something like that, that is rare.
I see.